Dear friends, as we face another long year ahead of us, as we've just stepped into the new year, it's just 3 weeks old, I think there is something which all of us will have to deal with in our life, even in the days ahead of us, and this may be the spirit of fear. Yes, dear brethren, are you afraid of doing something that you desire to do, or you feel that you ought to do, but you are impeded by fears? As a result, you fail to do the thing that you fear to do, that you need to do, that you think that you ought to do. Yes, many times fears do paralyze us, and therefore nothing is accomplished by not doing what that we need to be doing. Many times we are impeded by our fears, and so we are hindered from serving the Lord God and even from serving God's people. Do you sometimes fear to embark on the necessary thing that you need to do because of a fear of, maybe you fear of being embarrassed, or you fear of facing problems when you go about in doing the things that you need to do, or perhaps you fear of the pressures that may be involved in the work that you need to be doing, or not being able to cope with it, or inconveniences to your comfortable life? Or maybe you may be fearing of criticisms from men, of losing face, or maybe fearing even of offending people because of the fear of men. And as a result, you give excuses to avoid doing the things that the Lord God would want us to do, the Lord God has called you to do. Yes, how many times have we failed to serve the Lord God, and to when we are called to do some work that we have to do, because we are overcome by some unjustifiable fear, because of some diabolical fear. Yes, some fears that are dishonoring and ungodly, that hinder us from serving the Lord God and doing what we need to do for the Lord God. Many of us are guilty of having such fears. Are you able to confess, or would you confess that you may have such kind of fears? Well, there's no need for us to acknowledge that we do have such fears. Many of us do have such fears. If you say that you do not have fear whatsoever in life, in doing things, and in doing things for the Lord God Almighty, perhaps you may be lying, or you may be pretending, or being proud that you are living a holy life always, and that you do not actually have any fears in life. It is reported that a newspaper counselor received an average of 10,000 letters from the people all over the places, and nearly all of them come with problems in life. They are burdened with problems in life. And the counselor was asked whether if there's some particular problem that dominates all those feedback that he had received. And she replied that yes, one problem above all the problems that she had seen in the letter submitted to her is the problem in dealing with fear. Yes, people are afraid of many things. They're afraid of losing their health, afraid of getting sick, of getting a terminal illness, afraid of loved ones suffering, and even afraid of themselves suffering, afraid of losing wealth, and afraid of losing loved ones through death or through some kind of sickness, afraid of losing their job. Yes, many people are afraid, and even afraid of living life itself. Are we in one of these categories, being afraid of so many things in life? Well, if you carefully search the Word of God, we can easily note that the Bible is no wonder so filled with many admonitions concerning fear. Yes, and this is one clear evidence, therefore, that we do fight with the spirit of fear in our lives. Even as the Bible, the Lord God Almighty has many exhortations concerning fears. Otherwise, why do we think that God should command over and over again that we should not be afraid, but we should be of good courage, that we should not be fearful? In fact, the admonition, "Fear not," is one of the most common exhortations in the whole of Holy Scriptures. The exhortation is found something like 365 times in the whole of Holy Scriptures. Yes, just write one exhortation for each day of the year, because we all do fear. And so every new year, even as we face the days ahead, there will be fears. But we thank God that He has His antidote for us, even in the Word of God, to instruct us that we need not to fear. Day by day, we have the solution, even from the Lord God Almighty, that we need not fear. And here are some of the fear nots from God's holy word. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We do not have to fear because of who God is. And if we have to look upon God and to trust in Him and to know who He is, then there is no need for us to be fearful of anything. Matthew chapter 10 verse 30 to 31. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Yes, there is no need for us to fear of anything, even of our daily provisions, because the Lord God Almighty, He is the one who will watch over us and He will take care of us. We are of more values than the sparrows. Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 to 18. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Yes, the Lord God Almighty, even the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He's in control of our life and death. So there is no need for us to be fearful, even of whatever that may happen to us in life. Actually, the exact phrase, fear not, is found 62 times in the King James Bible, if you were to really count it. And however, this does not account for the derivatives such as be of good courage, be not afraid, be strong. And so when you add all these things together, all these phrases together, it amounts to 365 times in the Bible that the Lord God would instruct us that we ought not to be fearful, but to be of good courage, to be strong. Yes, the Lord God is watching over us, and He's taking care of us, and He's able to protect us. Is able to deliver us from whatever situations in life. Therefore, there is no need for us to be fearful. So if we study the Word of God, we cannot deny the fact that we do fear, but God has the antidote for us every day in our life, even as we go through the year each year. Certainly, God has several reasons to repeatedly issue these commands of exhortations. Indeed so. For one reason, fear must be dealt with if you are to live by faith. 2 Timothy 1:7, even Paul writes to Timothy, for God had not given us a spirit of fear. Yes, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but rather of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And also in Romans 8:15, as we have read just now, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. So we may be in fear before, maybe we were believers and not knowing God. But now that we know God and we have been delivered even from the bondage of sin, we have not received the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage again to fear, but rather we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we can cry Abba, Father. Yes, as adopted children, we need to live a life by faith, and we need to fight fear by obeying God and trusting in Him, and to fear not. Yes, life should be controlled by faith and not by fear. In other words, we fight fear with faith by trusting in the Lord God Almighty that He's able to help us, and we can depend upon Him always in whatever situations in life. We can depend upon Him even for sufficient grace and for abounding mercy. The Lord God is full of mercies and grace, even to help us. If by faith we simply trust in the Lord God to help us, we can therefore proclaim, even like the psalmist in Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 verse 1, the psalmist says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, my deliverance. Whom shall I fear? If you are to look up unto the Lord God Almighty and to know that He is our deliverance, He is our salvation, Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But of course, it does not mean that if you look up to the Lord God in faith, and it means that our lives will be rid of all fears, that there will be no fears at all. No, rather it is that though we may remain caught up in the situations in life, in some hostile and threatening environment that may cause us to be fearful, what we need to do is to learn to wait upon the Lord God Almighty, to trust in Him and to be of good courage. That's what the Lord God requires us to do, that we may be strengthened even by Him as we look up to Him. So we are not immune to fears, even as we are Christians, as we are delivered by His grace. But what we need to do is that when we do encounter fears in life, we need to look up to the Lord God, to wait upon Him and to trust in Him. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen us. Yes, He shall give us the strength to overcome whatever fears that we may have. So instead of fearing circumstances or man or the evil one, let us rather look up to the Lord God Almighty. God wants us to fear Him rather than to fear all these things so unnecessarily. This is a fear that we ought to have, as taught in the Bible. Fear God rather than to fear man or the fear situations or the fear even the evil one. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:17, to honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Yes, fearing God. And also in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, it is commanded there, and now Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee? What does not the Lord God Almighty require of us, even as His children? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So a legitimate, acceptable, God-honoring fear is to fear the Lord God Almighty. If we need to really fear, let us not fear of whatever situations or things or even the evil one, but rather to fear the Lord God Almighty. Other fears are ungodly fears, not God-honoring. Yes, they are not what the Lord God would want us to have. Any other fears than the fear of God? 2 Timothy 1:7, for God had not given us the spirit of fear. Yes, the spirit of fear is given of the devil. It's given of Satan. The spirit of fear is from Satan, so that we will not have the confidence, rather to fear the difficulty in doing things for the Lord God Almighty. We may always be fearing difficulties and fearing dangers and fearing of our inability of being able to do things for the Lord God Almighty. Yes, Satan gives us this fear to do the things for the Lord God Almighty, so that we may be deterred from participating in activity and being faithful in doing what we need to do for the Lord God Almighty. But the Lord God wants us to resist all such ungodly and unholy fear, because they are of satanic origin. The devil wants to put fear in us so that we will not have the courage to serve the Lord God Almighty and even to do His work and to serve His people. Not to have the courage to face trials and to face persecutions. Are we facing trials and are we facing persecutions in life? Are we fearful in facing them? In Revelation 2:10, the angel of the church in Smyrna writes, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that it may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. So, yes, we may go through trials and persecutions in life, but let us not be fearful, but rather look up to the Lord God Almighty, be faithful unto Him, trust in Him, and know that He is able to deliver us. Very often, the devil instills fear in God's children, that they may fail to work towards the goal which they are expected to do, because they fear, and therefore they fail to glorify God in doing what God would have them to do. For example, the army of Israel, yes, including their king then, King Saul, and how they allowed their fear to overcome them, even as they stood before the diabolical Goliath, and that immobilized them. Not just the giant itself, but because of the fear of this great giant. until David came. David came to their rescue. But was David fearful? Perhaps he was fearful. But David put his trust in the Lord God Almighty. That's what we need to do in order to overcome our fear. With fear in God, David actually walked towards the giant and picked up his small little stone and threw, and it hit right on the head of the devil. Yes, David was able to overcome his fear because of his confidence in the Lord God Almighty, because of his trust in the Lord God Almighty. And so he's able to express even his how the Lord God helped him to overcome his fears in a psalm that he had written in Psalm 27, verse 1 to 3. David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Can we confidently say these words as David has spoken? Have we been fearful of many things in life? But if we have to look up to the Lord God and to know that He is the strength of our life, there's no need for us to be afraid. That's able to help us to overcome all our enemies, whatever, whoever they may be. Yes, our heart shall not fear, because the Lord God is our confidence. And David also wrote in Psalm 34, verse 4, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Do we seek the Lord God in times of fears? Or do we try to challenge them by our own strength? Yes, David was fearful, surely, even as he faced the giant. But he overcame his fear by trusting in the Lord God, depending upon Him, and knowing who God is, and calling upon the name of the Lord God Almighty. And so, yes, dear friends, sometimes when we are fearful, and our fears will cause us to fail even in doing the things for the Lord God Almighty. Are we so fearful of the failure that we do not do anything for the Lord God Almighty? And if we don't do for the Lord God Almighty, then we may not experience the Lord's deliverance, and we will not be able to have a chance to praise His name, even to glorify Him. Yes, let us look up unto the Lord God Almighty rather, for His confidence, for His strength, to conquer all our fears, and to go on to get things done for the Lord God Almighty. And at the end of it all, we will be able to praise His holy name, even to glorify Him. Psalm 50:15 tells us, "Call upon the name of the Lord God in a day of trouble, and He will deliver you, and you shall glorify Him." God wants to be glorified, and He wants us to call upon Him in times of trouble, in times of difficulty, and no need for us to be fearful, but to call upon Him, and He will deliver us, and He gives us a chance to praise His name, to glorify Him. Do we have the power to overcome the devil with the fear that he may put in us? The truth is that we are able. Yes, we are able, but not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord God Almighty, in the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, in every child of God. If you are truly a born-again child of God, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, and we should be able to have the strength, the power, even of God, to overcome whatever fears there may be. It is not by might, not by strength, but it is by the Spirit of God, by the power of the Spirit of God within us, that we will overcome all our fears. So we can, but we have to depend upon God. The Lord God who transforms us, is able to help us to overcome all our fears. If you call upon His name, He is faithful and He is able, and He will help us. He will deliver us. Yes, He is able and He is able. He is able to see us through. In whatever situations in life, there is no need for us to be fearful. God, who has called us even to do His work, He is able. He will grant us the grace and the strength if we are to look up unto Him and to depend upon Him. Our Lord is able. Are we depending upon Him? There's an Indian fable that says that a mouse was in constant fear and distress because of the cat. And so the magician turned the mouse into a cat. But immediately, the cat realized that there's a dog. And so it becomes fearful of the dog. And so the magician turned it into a dog. But the dog is fearful of the tiger. And so the magician said, okay, I'll turn you then into a tiger. But when it became a tiger, it became fearful of a man, the hunter. And so the magician said, well, now you are again fearful of a man, of the hunter. I shall then turn you into a mouse again. Since you have a heart of a mouse only, I cannot help you. No, my friend, if you are truly born again, a child of God, whom we can call unto him, Abba, Father, God can help us to overcome our fears. Whatever fears that we may have. For God had not given us a spirit of fear, but that we have received a spirit of bondage, again, not to fear. Yes, rather we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. As God instructs his children to fear not, the Lord God Almighty also empowers us. He empowers us to act upon his command, not to fear. It is not that he tells us and commands us not to be fearful or to be of good courage, but he will give us the strength and the ability to do so. He himself, who is indwelling in us, even by his spirit, if you are to depend upon him. Our Lord himself assures his disciples to be at peace. Yes, many times, as we read the Gospels, and to tell them not to be afraid, because the Holy Spirit is with them and is able to help them always through whatever difficult situations in life. If you are born again believers, we have the Spirit of God indwelling in us, and so we will know how to deal with the spirit of fear rather than to succumb ourselves to ungodly and dishonoring fears. The Lord Jesus Christ says in John 14:26-27, but a Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring you all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yes, Jesus knows that we are always troubled and we are always afraid. But with God's help, we need not have to fear. With God's help, we can overcome whatever fears that may overwhelm us in life. So whenever we are face to face with a fearful situation in life, dear friends, let us fight it even with the strength of God. Let us fight fear by calling upon the Lord God Almighty. Yes, fight fears with prayer, by asking the Lord God to help us. To help us even to resist whatever fears, even by the power of the Spirit within us. Trust in God's promises of deliverance. There are many promises of deliverance that God has given to us in his word, even as he has given us so many instructions, exhortations, that we are to fear not. Follow what the psalmist did in Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Let us seek the Lord God and he will help us, even as he promises, and deliver us from all our fears. Indeed, this is a wonderful verse that we may commit to memory, that we should call upon the Lord God in times of fears, and he will deliver us even from all our fears. Let us not give place to the devil, who wants us to be fearful of many things, of many circumstances in life, so that we may not move forward even for the Lord God Almighty. Yes, he causes us to be fearful, even to serve the Lord God faithfully. We can have victory in Christ who strengthens us. Let us not be fearful. Dear brethren, is there some fear that is hindering you from stepping forward, even to serve the Lord God Almighty, to do what that he needs you to do? Are you impeded by these fears? There is no need for us to be afraid. No need for us to be fearful, but rather let us look up unto the Lord God and trust in him and yield the rest to him. It is he who is able to use us. We may not be able, but he is able. Yes, let us trust in him and step forward with a step of faith, trusting in him that he will see us through, just like the Israelites. When they came to the Jordan River, they were told to go forward and to even step at the brim of the River Jordan. And by doing that, then the river was stopped and for them to walk through to their promised land. So is it because of fear that we are hindered from doing that we need to do, even in life, even in serving the Lord God Almighty? What that we know that we need to be doing, what that we know that we ought to be doing, and we are hindered by fears? Learn again from David, who had all reasons to be afraid. Yes, even as Saul was after his life, and how he has been running for his life. But David could say in Psalm 27 verse 1 again, "The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom and of what should I be afraid?" Are there someone whom you are fearful of, or are there something that you are fearful of? Shall we be afraid, or should we not be trusting in the Lord God, who is the strength of our life? Yes, the Lord will help you, and He will not fail you. He will never leave you, and He will not forsake you, even as He promises. David also says in Psalm 27 verse 9, "Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me." Yes, has the Lord been our help? Are we able to trust in Him that He will not leave us and He will not forsake us, but rather He will help us each time when we call upon the Lord? Psalm 27, 14 says, "Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Let us wait upon the Lord God. In times when we are face to face with fearful situations and we are not confident of ourselves, learn to wait upon the Lord God and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, your fearful heart, even as you wait upon the Lord God. Do spend time to meditate on Psalm 27. Yes, truly, there is much encouragement here that we may focus upon the Lord God rather than on a fearful situation or even on ourselves. Let us look up unto the Lord God rather, and He will deliver us even from all fears, all situations. The next time when fear comes against you, remember that we have the power. We have the power to resist fear, even as we have the Holy Spirit within us. We have the Lord with us, and we have His very word that we can always go to, even to be exalted, not to be fearful. Yes, fight against all fears with the presence of God within us, and fight against all fears even with the word of God that we have in our hands. How the Lord God has preserved His word perfectly for us, that we may have in our hands, that we may know of God's mind, that we are not to be fearful, but to trust in Him even for His deliverance. The Lord God says in His word, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." Should we therefore be fearful? Yes, the Lord God will never leave us and He will never forsake us. So therefore we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper, and we can always come to Him. I will not fear what man or whatever situations or even the devil can do unto us. So let us take heart, dear friends. Be courageous in coming to the Lord God Almighty and in serving Him and in doing what that He has called you to do. Yes, let not the devil threaten us with his unholy fear, with his God-dishonoring fear, with his ungodly fear. Let us trust in the Lord God and obey Him, even His word, to be of good courage and not to be fearful, even as we serve Him. So may the Lord God grant us His grace truly, even the strength to overcome whatever fears that we may have in life, to overcome the spirit of ungodly, unholy, and God-dishonoring fear. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, how we thank Thee that though we may have many fears in life, but O Lord God, there is truly no need for us to be fearful. For many times, O Lord God, these fears are put in us, even by the devil, even to hinder us from doing things for Thee and entrusting Thee and in depending upon Thee. O Lord, such fears are ungodly and unholy and God-dishonoring. We pray Thee, Lord, that You will help us to know that we can always look up to Thee and to trust in Thee. Thou art always there to help us. Lord, You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We can always depend upon Thee and to be focused upon Thee. Help us, Lord, that we may turn our eyes upon Jesus rather than on the situations, even upon ourselves, but to know that Thou art our helper and we will not fear what man or whatever circumstances or the devil can do unto us. So forgive us, O Lord, if we have been fearful and hindered even from serving Thee faithfully. May Thou grant us Thy grace and Thy strength to look up unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to trust in Him. For it is through Christ, who strengthen us that we can do all things, even for Thee. So help us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.